Welcome to Firm Foundation. In these times of shifting standards and faulty foundations, there is a solid place on which to build a victorious life. And that place is the Firm Foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Your host for Firm Foundation is Brian Hudson, a Bible teacher, pastor, author, and producer of Life Enriching Media.
All right, we're going to today continue in a teaching series, really kind of the vision for the year. And we have been talking about the importance of going forward. And I know that we have been encouraged by many things God has done from last year into this year. He's kept us. The old saying used to be, God will keep you if you want to be kept. Who wants to be kept? That's why you're still here. Amen. And besides the accidents and things we cannot always control, we are so thankful that we've been kept by the grace of God. Amen. Now, last time we picked up, we were talking about light as a superpower. And that's kind of an interesting title. And I just introduced that just to have us think about, we know superpower deals with, you know, comic books and so forth. And I chose that title just to kind of make you think about, of all the fantasy superheroes we have grown up with and heard about, there is a genuine superhero. Amen. That's Jesus Christ. That's God. And the Bible says God is light. Today I want to talk to you from the topic of love is light. Say, love is light. And the series topic is a place called forward. Say, a place called forward. Now that phrase came from when Israel were being delivered from Egypt and that they were going toward the promised land, and they came to a gigantic barrier called the Red Sea, and they couldn't cross it. And then Pharaoh had a change of heart. He saw all the free labor leaving the country and thought, wait a minute, that was a mistake. So then he sent his armies after Israel to destroy them and to exact vengeance upon them. And so the scene was the people, I mean, a million plus people were moving, and they were now stuck between the Red Sea and an angry, charging army behind them. And then so Moses cried out, Lord, what shall we do? What shall we do? The people began to be concerned, obviously. But what God told Moses was, why are you crying out to me? He says, tell the people to go forward. We have faced impassable barriers, haven't we? The pandemic has been somewhat like that. We've had things in our lives happen, horrendous barriers. And the thing is, you got one in front, look behind you, one behind you too. But in the midst of that, the Lord said, tell people to go forward. When he said go forward, he wasn't talking about walk or move north, east, south, or west. He was saying, set your heart and your mind to go forward, because forward is your mindset. Forward is vision. Forward is hope. Forward is on the direction that God is moving. And so when the people had a mind to go forward, then the circumstances change. Sometimes we think, okay, Lord, if you change this, move this barrier, I can go forward. No, God said no. God says, when you go forward in your mind, your heart, I'll move the circumstances. Say, Lord, thank you. While I am waiting on you, you're actually waiting on me. Okay. All right. Now, let's go to our text today, Psalm 18, 28. And David wrote these beautiful words. Lord, you keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. Read together, please. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. Isn't that true? Amen. Haven't we seen this happen? Haven't you felt like your lamp, your light was being snuffed out? You kind of sense darkness creeping in. But we know that darkness is not a thing. It's a result. So when the light is turned up, the darkness always, 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 always goes back, moves back. David said that, and that's our text from last week. Now I want to I like this point we made to you last week as well. I'm not showing a video this week. I showed a video last week of the sun. Our sun is a star, a light. Our sun is the most important physical light that we have, very obviously. And our sun, we know, is you know, huge, it's gigantic, it's, you know, and yet we also learned that our sun is one of the smaller stars of the universe. And this picture shows that our stars, the yellow one there, there's a red dwarf, there's a blue-white giant, and a red giant below. And so God made all of these heavenly bodies. And God is light. And as big as the sun is and as bigger as the stars are, you know this, that everything, the whole universe, is in a palm of God's hand. God is light. These bodies of light. God is light. Get the picture. God is so big, and he's small enough still to care about you, care about me. Amen, somebody? So be encouraged by that. So we're dealing with tremendous power. We're dealing with a God who loves us, who is light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Now, today I want to talk about, again, we're talking about love is light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "This then is the message we have heard from him and declared to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Say, "Lord, thank you. You are light. In you, there's no darkness at all." Right. There can't be darkness. Wherever light is, darkness cannot exist. And so he wrote this to encourage us that when you face what looks like, feels like, and may is darkness, then you don't have to fret over that. What you need to know is that God is light, and that God sent Jesus, light of the world, and that light shines in you. And therefore, the darkness has to leave. Say, it has to leave. Now, I read a story in Matthew 25. I want to kind of recap it today, not go through it all again today. That was last week's message. You can listen to that message. But a story where Jesus told a parable of the kingdom of heaven being like 10 virgins or 10 young women who took their lamps or lanterns, and five of them were wise, five were foolish. Again, that's a fictional story. He's telling a story, it's a parable, making a point. He says, those who, now listen, they all 10 had lamps. They had lamps, they had light, all 10. What was the problem? Well, those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Now, context. We think of lamps or lanterns. We think of, you know, candles, wax, and wicks. But back then, a lantern was this container with oil with a wick in it and a fire. And the wick did not burn up. The wick just brought the oil up into, you know, the wick, and it burned the light. A light burned on top of the wick. And as long as you kept oil in the lamp, it would just continue to burn, continue to be a light, a lantern. So our candles, you know, the wick and wax all burned down. But in those days, a lantern, you know, everybody had lanterns. But the problem was with the foolish young women, they had a lantern but didn't bring extra oil. Then it says that, but the wise, verse 4, the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and they slept. Again, it's a parable. And really, he's telling us, and he helped us, we learned last week, it isn't only that we have a light in our lives. We are encouraged today. I'm good today. I got light. But are you prepared for tomorrow? And I talked about, inserted the fact we're going to have a workshop on estate planning, for example. I mean, there are issues that while you're good today, your light burns today. If you're wise, you have oil with you to keep the light burning. When people are foolish, they live for today and make no provision for tomorrow. You follow me? That's the one insight on that. So that the fact we have light, and light happens in all different realms, physical light, spiritual light, light in finance, light in your emotions, light in relationships. I mean, light happens many different ways. And so, but in everything we do, even with our spiritual lives, do you have the oil to keep the light burning? So our devotional time, our prayer time, those are all examples of oil to keep the light burning. We also learned last week that when a star, now stars have fuel, their oil is hydrogen, helium, and that they have a fission reaction, you know, in the stars, all amazing, but it's not going to last forever. Stars don't last forever, y'all. Stars do blow up. They call them supernova. And when a star runs out of fuel, it gets real big and then it collapses into a black hole. You know, sometimes we get real big and collapse to a black hole. Amen, somebody. if we don't keep, I mean, we don't hope for that. We don't look for that. Amen. But I've seen it. I've come close to it myself. But the thing is, let's maintain that relationship with God. That's our oil, is our walk with God. Say, Lord, thank you. My oil is my walk with you. And you keep my lamp burning. All right, we go on. So sometimes people look at their lives and say, I'm good. However, you need to make preparation to keep the light burning. And some keys about light and darkness. Number one, people spend too much time talking about and dealing with things of darkness. Folks get deep with you, you know what I'm saying? I sense a spirit of darkness and all that kind of stuff. Hey, where's your light? You don't have to sense no darkness if you have light in your life, amen? And folks just get really heavy and deep on this, you know. But no, don't go for that. T.D. Jakes said this, I believe what he said is true. He said, darkness is not a thing, it is a result. That's a great, profound statement. Not a thing, it is a result. If all the lights were off in this room, we say the room was dark. But that's the result of the light being off. And when, if you say, we have a darkness problem in here, well, that's an easy thing to fix. Turn the light on, amen? When you turn up the light, you do not have to tell the darkness to leave. Amen, somebody? I mean, it's got obvious stuff, but sometimes we don't even do the obvious stuff. You cannot turn up darkness. You can only turn up light. Again, light is your superpower. The light of God is your superpower. So really focus on light, not darkness. I learned years ago that people who deal with counterfeit currency now is harder and harder to make. But when it was common to counterfeit 20s and 50s and so forth, people who identify counterfeit money, they study real money. You study the real note, and you know it so well, when a fake comes across, oh, that's not right, that's wrong, that's fake, amen? I see things all the time, you know, in my work and in ministry, and of course I'm a designer and all that, and I do Photoshop things, and I see a lot of Photoshopped stuff that most folk wouldn't even recognize. It's a Photoshop situation. That's Photoshop, you know, I know it. But it's just, you know, so thank God for light, y'all. Told y'all in art school, first day they said, hey, get rid of, and this is back in the 70s, get rid of all of your 50-watt, 60-watt light bulbs. Get rid of all of them. Put in 100-watt. That you never want to see anything under less than 100 watts of light. What are you talking about? You know, I'm straight hood, like, I got a light. My light's good. They helped me, though. I was amazed when I put a bright light in. Whoa, that don't look as good as I thought it looked. That don't look as good at all. So, light, say light. God is light. Lord, you keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. Come on, say it again. Lord, you keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. All right, Philippians 2:14. Apostle Paul wrote, do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, watch this, among whom you shine as lights in the world. You got that? God actually says, I've made you part of the answer to the problem. You say, what is the problem? We know the problem is, what's the answer? You, your light in God is part of the answer. Holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run or labored in vain. Again, love is light. Say, love is light. 1 John 2 and 7. Apostle John wrote, "Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning." The old commandment is what the word which you've heard from the beginning. "Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in you and in him." Now, the old commandment, by the way, the Bible does say in the Old Testament, love your neighbor as you love yourself. That actually was written in the Old Testament. That was an old commandment that became a new commandment. See, Jesus brought that forward. Amen. So what was already in the Bible, he made it relevant with his life, by his light. He says, "Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining." So when the light shines, what happens to darkness? Passes away. Sometimes? Maybe? Huh? Every time, amen? So whatever darkness tries, and Satan tries to send stuff all the time, but whatever comes, when the true light is shining, darkness has to step back. And here's actually the last scripture I'm going to give you for today. Verse 9, John said, "He who says he's in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now." See, darkness is a result. "And he who loves his brother abides in the light." See it? See the difference? Hate brings darkness, love brings light. "And there is no cause for stumbling him. And he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes." Wow. So I want you to be encouraged today, family of God, that we have the light of love. And when we're looking for ways to resolve problems or make a difference, and we do sense and see dark things and darkness sometimes, we have God, and God is light. He put his light in you. And when you love your brother and sister, you abide in light and help them abide in light. That's why Dr. King talked about love so much. Even with all the things they face and the hardships and the cruelty and the injustice, they refuse to hate. And nonviolence is based on love, not hate. And that really helped them not only to not become bitter, but it helped change the whole nation. We have a long way to go still, but he made an impact because love brought light. Amen, somebody? Give God some praise if you're blessed today. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.